For today's edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I talked to Iowa DNR District 6 Forester Ray Lane about the recent discovery of the emerald ash borer in Des Moines and Jefferson counties. We'll also talk about the history of the emerald ash borer in the state and what it means for Iowa's ash trees.
They first identified emerald ash borer on an island up in Allamakee County on the Mississippi River 3 or 4 years ago. Hasn't been found anywhere else in the state until recently in Burlington. And they assume it's been in Burlington at least 4 years, maybe a little longer. Several trees infected there. The bug itself is a little beetle. The damage is done by its larva. It lays eggs in ash trees, and they basically eat under the bark in ash trees and kill them by girdling it, eating all the inside bark, basically. The bug itself doesn't go very far very fast, but it gets transported. The way it's spreading out east is mainly by lumber logs, firewood, and stuff like that, that people move around that are infected when the insect gets transported. What's it mean for Washington? Probably means it's eventually going to get there. Whether that's, it may be there already, just not identified.
You mentioned out east. Is the emerald ash borer a bigger issue in other parts of the country?
Yeah, Ohio, Michigan, around Detroit, large tracts. Wisconsin, southwest Wisconsin has it. They've identified it in a few other areas, southern Missouri, I think even Kansas City, maybe. I'd have to check updates. But yeah, Indiana, it's spread out through Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, parts of Michigan. And it's being called most devastating tree insect ever in the United States. Just the amount of damage it's doing. It basically will kill any ash tree, big, small, healthy, weak. It takes a few years to kill a tree, but treatment is pretty tough.
Yeah, what can you do to prevent your trees from getting this?
If you have a healthy tree, high-value tree, landscape tree, you can do injections or physically inject the tree with herbicides. That may be good for 2 to 3 years. Cost of doing that depends on the size of the tree, $200 to $300 or more per tree. That's the best known effective way to prevent it. Basically, it's a systemic insecticide. If the bug does get in there and eats any of the bark, it'll kill it.
And is there a certain time of year you have to do that?
The most effective time to treat is in the spring. We're not recommending people do much treating at all until it's identified within 15 miles of you or closer, which wouldn't be for Washington yet.
And well, with this identification in Des Moines County, what are they going to do there to try and prevent the spread of this?
Well, they're still working on a plan of attack. I think what they're going to do is take out trees they know are infected and a variety of things. Try treating some trees and see how that works. I mean, removal of trees in town can cost, you know, large amounts of money. Depending on the size of the tree, 500 to 1,000. They may be treating some trees just to at least delay the cost of removal for several years. I don't know. They're still just in the planning stages of how they're going to handle it.
There's obviously places that are harder hit by the emerald ash borer. In those areas, are they basically dealing with a dwindling ash tree population? Are they able to at all defend against this?
It's very difficult. Oh, in Detroit, I was just talking to the entomologist today. He said they actually tried eradication. Every spot they found it, they'd remove all ash trees within a half a mile, but then it just kept popping up outside of the removal areas. They expand it and spend a lot of money basically removing ash trees that they're going to have to remove eventually anyway. But no, they never did eradicate it. It's too widespread there. You know, if it proceeds the way it has been, it's going to just basically kill all ash trees.
Is it going to affect the ecosystem at all, not having ash trees?
Yeah, I don't know how directly ash produces seeds that birds and wildlife like. Ash is a fairly valuable lumber tree. So yeah, it's going to make a big effect. We have, I don't, can't remember the estimates. We've got millions and millions, tens of millions of ash trees in the state of Iowa. And they're usually not in pure stands. They're growing in oak, chicory forests and some, you know, upper bottomland forests. So ash trees are very widespread. So yeah, it's going to have an effect. There's no question.
How long have you been with the Forestry Bureau? Do you remember when the emerald ash borer first popped up in the United States?
I think it was around 02 when they first just identified it for sure. I think that was in the Detroit area, maybe first. And again, I'm not sure of all the history. So it's been identified for at least 10 years.
That was my conversation with Iowa DNR District 6 Forester Ray Lane discussing the emerald ash borer. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.